All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It was a delightful day for the New York Mets and their rookie phenom and starting pitcher, Jacob DeGrom. Now, DeGrom was named as the National League's Rookie of the Year not too long ago. He becomes the fifth Met player in franchise history to be selected as the NL Rookie of the Year, and he will join Tom Seaver, John Matlack, Daryl Strawberry, and Dwight Gooden in that illustrious honor. Now, the fact that DeGrom was named NL Rookie of the Year makes it the fourth consecutive year that a player from a National League East team was named NL Rookie of the Year. Now, this past season, DeGrom was 9-6 for the Mets with a 2.69 earned run average. He had 144 strikeouts and 140 and a third innings pitched. And, of course, this came across 22 games. He did not play the full season. Now, this was a guy that at first was just looked at as a potential fill-in when the Mets had injuries in their rotation. But you know what? He stuck. And this guy, he's 26 years old out of the great state of Florida, and he has all of the tools necessary for him to be a good Major League Baseball pitcher. He has an outstanding fastball. He has life on his fastball, and more importantly, he has movement on his pitches as well that can dupe NL hitters. Now, this is a definite shot in the arm for the New York Mets organization because this team and their fan base need something to build off of. The Mets have not been contenders since 2008. It was their last winning season. This team has not made the postseason since 2006. So if you're part of the fan base with the New York Mets, this is something that can actually put a smile on your faces. Now, DeGrom is a part of the future for the Mets, and their future begins and ends in their starting rotation. You look at DeGrom, you look at Matt Harvey, whom the Mets are hopeful that he will return from Tommy John surgery in the upcoming season. You also have a youngster in Zach Wheeler. You also have Rafael Montero, who did spend some time with the Mets this year. The Mets still need to polish him up a little bit. And of course, Noah Syndergaard, who has yet to make his big league debut. When the Mets are winning, it's all about their pitching rotation. This organization as a whole has a long, illustrious line of bringing up good pitchers in Major League Baseball, and I think DeGrom fits right into that category. Now, DeGrom's winning the NL Rookie of the Year, like I said, it is a shot in the arm, and it's something that's going to perk up the fan base. And potentially now the Met fans in this Mets organization can actually think about making the postseason in 2015 because hopefully for their sakes, DeGrom has not yet peaked. Hopefully for their sakes, the Mets can look at DeGrom as being a guy, you know what, he can win anywhere between 15 to 18 games for us in 2015 as long as he does not regress and as long as he is able to stay healthy. So congratulations to Jacob DeGrom. Congratulations to the New York Mets because, like I said, this is an organization that has been down in their luck for some time right now. And this, hopefully for their sakes, is something that gets the ball going in the right direction. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 11 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, I'll follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.